Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. We're so pleased to bring you part three of our three-part series on blockchain. As we've discussed, part one gave a lot of the fundamental information about the history of technology and about how blockchain got started. Part two dived into why blockchain was started, when it was started, who started it, and the how. And we talked about two case studies last week as well, two real case studies as to how blockchain will work in the current business environment. The first one was, of course, smart contracts, which we gave an example as in regards to someone purchasing and selling real estate. And the second one, of course, dealt with the fact of the music industry and how blockchain will help the music industry to really provide artists with the transparency on their royalty payments, but also to let them know who's listening to their music and who isn't. And then today, our third case study is going to talk about government. And as you know, our government is huge, has so many different departments. There's so much bureaucracy that government has. So when we think about the 2016 election, the Democrats and Republicans questioned security of the voting system. The Green Party called for a recount in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan. Computer scientists say hackers can rig the electronic system to manipulate votes. The ledger would prevent, the blockchain ledger would prevent this since votes become encrypted. Private individuals can confirm that their votes were counted and confirm who they voted for. The system also saves money, by the way, for the government too. The blockchain ledger also provides a platform for what we call responsive open data. According to a 2013 report from McKinsey and Company, open data, freely accessible government source data that is available over the internet to all citizens, can make the world richer by $2.6 trillion. Again, let me repeat that. According to a 2013 report from McKinsey and Company, open data, freely accessible government source data that is available over the internet to all citizens, can make the world richer by a mere $2.6 trillion. Startups can use this data to uncover fraudulent schemes. Farmers can use it to perform precision cropping, farm cropping, and parents can investigate the side effects of medicine for their sick children. Right now, this data is released only once a year and is largely non-responsive to citizens' input. The blockchain, as a public ledger, can open this data to citizens. So in the pharmaceutical industry, they have to report on any adverse effects that their medicine might have on the patient. And this information is gathered as efficiently and quickly as they can, but for folks to get access to it, that's the challenge, to get access to it in a very timely manner. But with blockchain, as soon as that information is entered into the ledger, it is available. Think about semantic search along with blockchain. To be able to search for content in context to what you're searching for, you'll be able to find that true needle in the haystack. So now that we have gone through the fundamentals of understanding what blockchain is, how it got started, and what are some potential applications, now I want to turn this discussion to your industry. And all of us are in business. It's so important for us to have a 360-degree view of our business, as well as our competitors, as well as the different governments that we have to do business with, to understand the macro and micro economics of our business is so important. There are so many different data points that we have to follow. So let me add one more. So let's talk about doing this ideation session for your industry. So when we think about the lessons that we learned in regard to Kodak, how they sat on the digital camera technology for years because they didn't want to disrupt their film business. And that really hurt them. As they were going through their bankruptcy, the bankruptcy judge realized that the company had a lot of value in their patents. And these are patents of things that they hadn't monetized. Or when we think about how Blockbuster allowed Netflix to take their business. Or as we think about Amazon versus Sears, where Sears had the Wish Book catalog, and now they wish they had some stores open. And then, of course, the one I led off with was Telerate. Telerate had 100% of the fixed income security pricing market, only to see Bloomberg come in one terminal at a time and take their business away. So for those of you who are wondering, is blockchain just cryptocurrency hype? It's much more than that. This is a technology that's going to drive efficiency into the industry, efficiency into your business. So if you were to do a SWOT analysis of your current industry, and again, a SWOT analysis, the strengths, S for strengths, W for weaknesses, O for opportunities, T for threats. The first two, strengths and weaknesses, is an internal focus, a focus of looking at internally. Externally is when we think about opportunities and threats. Now, when you look at an industry, which is a macro basis, you know, what are the strengths of the let's use the automobile industry. What are the current strengths of the automobile industry? They have market share. The cars use gasoline. Having a car gives people freedom. They love that. Every teenager, when they get of age, they want to get their driver's license, and mommy and daddy wants to get them a car so that they don't have to cart them around. So the current car industry has a lot of strengths. But let's look at weaknesses. What are some of the weaknesses that we see internally? Well, we're starting to see that the way that cars are manufactured, they're going from gas to electric. We're seeing that people are very, very concerned about space. And currently we have a number of large sport utility vehicles, use a lot of gas, take up a lot of space, and they do provide a lot of comfort. But as we've seen, the United States has increased their oil delivery through fracking. But when we think about the opportunities and threats, you know, one of the threats that come right off the top of my head is the carbon footprint that gasoline automobiles leave. So when we think about, let's go back to weaknesses of the industry. You know, if there was an unfortunate Middle East war, and all of a sudden some oil fields were
were being destroyed. We can see the gasoline prices would go up. We would also see that folks would not drive as much. So we must be mindful of those things. And so the question is, how do you think blockchain will help here? When we look at the opportunities for the automobile industry, opportunities are many. Opportunities for them to fully develop electric cars, which will leave a less of a carbon footprint. Also, the ability for them to create new transportation vehicles. As we've seen, autonomous driving cars is developing very fast. We're starting to see a lot of those. And what about the railway systems? You know, should the automobile companies just be in transportation and get into develop new type of human passenger delivery systems? Then, of course, when we look at the threats for the current industry, of course, is the Middle East war. The threats could be a new entrant come in with a new vehicle that totally displaces the gasoline automobile. And something that I haven't heard anyone talk about recently, talked about quite some years ago, was what about the smart cities? A smart city where there are no cars, but there is transportation to allow people to get around, but it's not individualized. It's like a platform. So when we think about how blockchain will have an effect on your industry, think about your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities and threats, and think about how this open, whether it's private or open distributed ledger blockchain system, is going to allow your business to be the leader and not the one left behind. And so think about what are three potential applications that blockchain can help your industry. Think about what those three could be. Write them down. The most beautiful thing that we have in the palm of our hands, a computer, is called a smartphone. You know, go on the site called Medium. It is a great blog site where they have some excellent articles on technology. Think about what, for those three potential applications, think about what would be the PMI of those applications. What are the pluses? What are the minuses? What are the interesting points? Debate with yourself that you could say, I have these three potential applications, but here are the pluses, here are the minuses, and here are the interesting points. Strike up a conversation with your colleague around this particular exercise. Have a little ideation session right there in your office. Now, let's move to the next part of the exercise. And this is to do an ideation session for your company. Again, think about the lessons that we learned about folks who have ignored technology. Think about your current SWOT analysis of your company. Again, the strengths and the weaknesses. You're looking internally. What are the strengths of our business? What are the weaknesses of our business? Now look externally. What are the opportunities that you see for your business? What are the threats that you see for your business? When you think about blockchain, what type of application would make sense for your business? Is it smart contracts? Is it sharing services, exchanging services, creating a network where people are exchanging tokens for doing a variety of different services? For example, Jim is a painter, Bob is a car repair shop, and Steve is a builder. So you might have Steve the builder who needs his car repaired, and then a gentleman who's doing the car repair is looking to have his house painted, and the gentleman who does the painting, he needs to have a house built. And so you create this environment of bartering, if you will. And that's something that the government, I guarantee you, they will tackle the issue of blockchain bartering, because standard bartering, you know, when you barter with your neighbor, it's not taxable. But when you talk about business and commerce, it's going to be taxable. So when you think about what could be the three potential applications for your business, again, pick a colleague, do a little ideation session about your company. Have a good debate about it. So pick those three potential applications, and then do your PMI, the pluses, the minuses, and the interesting points. Challenge yourself to determine, how will blockchain help us do our business? And this is a seminar that I do on site for companies. It's a half day session. We walk them through what is blockchain. We get their juices flowing. And then once we give them the foundation, then we walk them through these ideation exercises. Everyone can innovate. Innovate is about dreaming about the possibilities, dreaming about what if we were able to do this? What if we were able to do that? Then the fun part is figuring out how you're going to do that. Now, with all of these ideation exercises, they would be completely useless if we didn't think about what are the next steps in this process. What is this, a successful framework for bringing these ideation exercises to a reality? So first thing you have to do is define a project. Give the project a fancy name, something that's catchy, or something that's corny but relevant. And then think about, what is the application? What is going to be the core functionality of the application? What does it do? What problem does it solve? Who will it help? How will it help? And then say, what is the objective of the project? And then, of course, you have to have a project leader. A project leader, and then provide the project leader with the necessary resources. And this is where it is so important to empower this team of innovators that you have. And so you detailed the resources that you're going to provide them. Also, what is the target market? What is the target market? How large is the target market? What is the amount of money that will need to be invested to make this product, this application, this blockchain application, a reality? What will be the 5-year business plan for this project? What will be your return on investment for this plan? Keep in mind that a phrase that I like to share and especially when I was going through introducing semantic technology into the scholarly publishing industry, someone said to me, "Well, Durrell, what is the ROI? I said, "The ROI is to remain in business. Because if you don't adapt this new technology, somebody else will, and they will put you out of business." So yes, we want to have a real ROI, but also realize that if we do not adopt this blockchain technology, we very, very well may put ourselves out of business. Then walk your team through the SWOT analysis of your business, the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and threats. And how will this project overcome, take advantage of the SWOT to be able to accent your strengths, to address your weaknesses, to obtain those opportunities and beat back those threats. And then have a very simple statement. By implementing this application of X, it will allow us to do the following, to achieve the following. And each application should have at least three key attributes that will allow you to make sure that you're an ongoing concern. So as we've gone through part one, part two, and today, part three, it's important that you look at this technology, this blockchain technology, to open new networks, open new opportunities, to look to improve the efficiencies of your business, to reduce costs by reducing errors, human errors, increase accessibility to your product, good, or service, to be able to address exciting new topical set of business challenges, which every industry and company faces every day. Keep in mind that the blockchain technology was built on the Linux Foundation Hyperledger project, developing open new source code, open standards for shared ledger technology. So again, today, when you think about blockchain, think about how this technology is going to enhance your business. Think about how this blockchain technology is going to address a current business problem that you have. Think about how it's going to allow you to do more business with fewer employees. It is not here to displace employees, but to allow the employees that we have to be more productive, to be more efficient, more effective. So keep in mind that there's a lot of sources out there for you to educate yourself further on blockchain. During our discussion today, we talked about a website called Medium, M-E-D-I-U-M. It is a great source for information on not only blockchain, but other technology as well. Also, there are certificate programs out there. I had the opportunity of taking the MIT blockchain certification last fall, and I found it to be one of the best online courses that I have ever taken, and I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Of course, There's a lot of the good vendors out there that have a source of a lot of material. IBM is one of them. You can also go to McKinsey and Company and the other large consulting firms who have done a lot of work in understanding how blockchain is going to help improve our society. You can also keep in mind that a good old Google search, it will yield a lot of results. But what you want to do is to take advantage of this information and, quite frankly, call Gunter Media Group. We have a half-day seminar called Blockchain for Business where we come on site and we're there for half the day or longer if you like. And we walk you through the history of blockchain and why it's important. And then we jump into these two ideation sessions. One to understand how blockchain is going to help your industry, but then looking at it specifically as to how it will help your company. And then we round out the day by going through a project plan. So your people walk away with A, they understand blockchain. B, they understand how it will affect your industry. C, how it will affect your company. And D, how to establish a very simple project plan to get started. Again, if you have any questions, you could reach me at 973-454-3475, or you can email me at d.gunter@guntermediagroup.com. Our new website is going to launch very soon, and there's going to be a number of papers and PowerPoints there and support material as well as a link to all of our shows that we have here on Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter. So we're about to enter into, I believe it's our 12th season. And if there are any topics that or guests that you would like for us to have on the program, again, just write to me at d.gunter@guntermediagroup.com and we will do our best to have them on the program. We really try to be very responsive to our community here at Seton Hall University and globally as well. And as I said, if there's any of these shows that you have missed, our podcast, it is free. It's on iTunes. When you go to iTunes, look for Seton Hall University and look for Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter. I want to thank you for your time this past 3 weeks. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of this paper, just write or email. Just text me or email me or call me, and I'll gladly send you this paper. And we look forward to speaking with you next week on another topic, another exciting topic that deals with leadership. So I want to wish you a very, very happy and pleasant weekend. But always remember, leadership begins with you. This is Darrell Gunter, your host of Leadership on WSOU 89.5 and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Take care.